You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Wednesday, January 12th. We're detailing a possible change to the rules in Congress, why the president says he now supports it, and why Republicans call it a power grab. Also, when it comes to the pandemic, it was one of the most blunt statements from the head of the FDA yet. We'll explain. Plus, we're talking sub-zero temperatures, smart guns, empty store shelves, and a new type of Girl Scout cookie. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's new powerful support for a controversial idea in Congress. We're talking about changing the Senate filibuster rules that have been in place for nearly half a century. For the first time, President Biden backed the idea. So first, let's do a quick explainer about filibusters. It's basically a tactic used to try to delay or prevent Congress from taking action on a bill. So, for example, a senator may give a really long speech, and the only way to stop the speech or debate is to have at least 60 out of the 100 senators want to pass the bill. But now, because of the way the Senate is split up, some lawmakers want to change those rules. Remember, it's a 50-50 split in the Senate, exactly 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Because of that, it's especially hard to get the full 60 votes needed to get new laws passed. For President Biden, it seems he's most frustrated about voting rights legislation that's been stalled in Congress for months now because the 60 votes just aren't there. He thinks if the filibuster goes away, two voting rights bills might have a chance at passing. Bills the president feels are important to protect America's democracy and defend each citizen's right to vote. Since some states have recently passed controversial measures to change election rules that some Republicans argue will keep elections more secure. So the Senate Majority Leader made the call. Either the Senate will pass the new voting rights bills by next Monday, the 17th, or consider changing the filibuster rules. There's plenty of opposition to getting rid of the filibuster, though. Republicans and some moderate Democrats say the rule encourages lawmakers to cooperate with their colleagues across the aisle, and it helps the U.S. avoid big policy changes after elections, since the power in Congress is likely to shift again and again. To change the filibuster rule in the Senate, only 50 senators need to be on board, not 60. To be continued. It was a tense day on Capitol Hill for another reason, too. Under pressure from lawmakers, America's top health officials defended their response to the latest wave of COVID-19. They've been accused of focusing on vaccinations at the expense of testing and support for healthcare systems that are struggling. Lawmakers also mentioned that a lot of the federal guidance has been confusing, since it seems to vary from one day to the next. The leaders of the FDA, CDC, and the National Institutes of Health addressed all of those criticisms. They say in some ways the lawmakers are right, that the nation does need more tests and healthcare systems need more support. But also, they say they're doing the best they possibly can to test, treat, and vaccinate Americans. They also pointed out the advice about COVID-19 keeps changing because the virus keeps changing. Also at that hearing, the acting head of the FDA gave one of the most blunt statements we've heard about the Omicron variant so far. She said, quote, "It's hard to process what's actually happening right now, which is most people are going to get COVID." Already, the New York Times says an average of about 761,000 new COVID-19 cases are being reported in the U.S. every day. And some government officials think that number will get even higher before the end of this month. But other American scientists see signs of a turnaround. They say it's possible the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has already peaked in Britain, and it's about to do the same in the U.S. At that point, cases may start to drop off dramatically. But no matter what happens with Omicron, most health experts agree the next phase of the pandemic is still up in the air. Once again, the U.S. is on a mission to help Afghanistan, this time with a big check. The U.S. announced it's giving another $308 million in humanitarian aid. It's supposed to help the Afghan people with things like food, water, shelter, and health care. The White House says it will also send 1 million extra COVID-19 vaccine doses to the country. The United Nations and aid groups have been warning about a humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan ever since the Taliban took over last year. And this week, the UN asked for a record $4.4 billion in aid from countries around the world. That's the most amount of money ever requested for a single country. But the UN says without it, there will be more suffering. The UN promises the money will flow through independent humanitarian organizations, not the Taliban. So with that, the U.S. contributed $308 million. And that's on top of about $474 million the U.S. has already given Afghanistan and Afghan refugees in the last 3 months. Still, that's a lot less than what the U.S. was actually spending on the war in Afghanistan, at least according to the Cost of War Project at Brown University. Millions of Americans got a dose of sub-zero temperatures this week. For parts of the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast, yesterday was the coldest day in 3 years. Wind chills dropped down to 30 degrees below zero in northern New England. In fact, the air was so cold it could be seen from infrared satellites in space. Boston's public schools were among those that decided to close because of the extreme temperatures. New Hampshire had to shut down COVID-19 testing sites. And warming centers were set up in several states for people who need shelter from the cold. This was all a pretty big turnaround since last month was the warmest December on record for the U.S. But the cold spell will not last too much longer. Temperatures are expected to rebound a bit today. And the National Weather Service says it's going to get even warmer by the end of the week. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. A new year always reminds me to reset a bit, even in small ways. And one way I do that is to go through my closet, donate some stuff, and buy new staples and outfits that I'll actually enjoy wearing. Whether that's for working out, working from home, but still wanting to feel put together, or getting a bit more dressed up. And Stitch Fix Freestyle has some great options in a shop that's built just for me. There are a bunch of brands to choose from, so I like that I can find and try new brands. In fact, with Stitch Fix Freestyle, you can shop over 1,000 brands and styles personalized to your size and fit. Because Stitch Fix knows your style is not one size fits all. It's about what suits your body and what suits the moment. What you needed in 2019 is probably very different than what you might need in 2022. Plus, there is no subscription required, and they offer free shipping, returns, and exchanges. So get started today by filling out your style quiz at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy to try Stitch Fix Freestyle. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. Well, Medicare says it will cover a new and very expensive Alzheimer's drug, but only for those in approved clinical trials. Aduhelm has sparked controversy since it was first approved by the FDA last year. It's a monthly treatment meant for patients with earlier stages of Alzheimer's, and it costs more than $28,000 a year. Some health experts found there is not enough evidence to prove the drug actually works. Still, the FDA says it approved the drug because the potential benefits outweigh any risks. Some people are still fighting that decision, though. In fact, a federal watchdog and congressional investigators are looking into how the FDA reviewed the medicine. As for Medicare, for now it says it just made a preliminary decision to cover the cost of the drug, but that decision will not be finalized until after the public has time to weigh in. Either way, some people consider this a major plus in the fight against the disease, since Aduhelm is the first new Alzheimer's drug approved since 2003, and it might work for some people. The Alzheimer's Association says there are more than 6 million people living with the disease in the U.S. 5 former students are suing some of the country's most prestigious colleges for financial aid conspiracy. The 16 schools targeted include Yale, Duke, Brown, Cornell, Georgetown, and Northwestern universities, among others. The suit says the schools overcharged more than 170,000 students who got financial aid by hundreds of millions of dollars over nearly 2 decades. It says the universities allegedly used a shared method to calculate the need for applicants and unfairly limited aid, violating antitrust laws. Under federal law, schools are allowed to work together on their formulas, but only if applicants' financial needs are not considered in their admission process. Only a few universities have commented about this so far. A spokesperson for Brown said the complaint has no merit. Yale said the school's financial aid policy is 100% compliant with all applicable laws. And Caltech said the school has confidence in its financial aid practices. So, to be continued. It could be a game changer in gun safety. Americans could soon get their hands on a personalized smart gun that only allows the owner to fire the gun. The goal is to keep a child or, say, a convicted criminal from pulling the trigger. Gun company Lodestar Works unveiled its smart 9mm handgun. It says it works with a fingerprint reader or pin pad on the gun or a chip activated by a phone app. The fingerprint reader unlocks the gun in microseconds, but since it may not work when wet, the pin pad is a backup. And as a second backup, the gun could work as quickly as the user opens the app on their phone. The Lodestar gun would cost around $900. At least 2 other companies are testing similar products, too. But there is still plenty of debate surrounding smart guns. One statistic says 380,000 guns are stolen from gun owners each year, so the smart gun might make a difference in those cases. But the National Shooting Sports Foundation questions the reliability of the technology and says gun owners may be placed in life and death situations that require faster firing. At least two smart gun companies say they plan to release their own products later this year. Cookie fans, rejoice. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and there's a new cookie to try this year. Adventurefuls are new to the lineup. It's a brownie-inspired cookie with caramel in the middle and a drizzle of chocolate sauce and a sprinkle of sea salt. The other iconic cookie flavors are back and up for grabs now through April. And this year, because of the uncertainty of the pandemic, the Girl Scouts say they're ready to sell cookies in person or online. They've partnered with delivery service DoorDash for one more way to get your hands on these cookies. To find cookie booths in your area, you can text COOKIES to 59618 or check out the Girl Scouts website. And that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our sponsor. I believe in the philosophy that we have to take care of ourselves in order to be our best for anyone else. I can't be the best mom I want to be if I'm overly stressed out or full of worry. So the Mama Zen app is one way I make sure I'm checking in with myself and dealing with any feelings of anxiety, anger, guilt, or impatience that pop up before they impact my behavior. Mama Zen uses science-based techniques that will change how you react to your children and certain situations. They have short mind power sessions from just 2 to 18 minutes, like one I listened to recently called I'm Becoming a Better Mother with Each New Day. It's a good reminder that I don't have to be perfect and I'm learning. You don't need to use Mama Zen daily to get results either. Even once a week can do the trick. I want you to try Mama Zen and see for yourself how much better you can feel as a mom. Go to your App Store or Google Play and download Mama Zen today. That's Mama Zen, M-A-M-A-Z-E-N. Right now, you can use promo code NEWS, and that code will unlock your free 30-day trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself. Now, back to Work Wednesday. A lot more Americans are starting to be impacted by the nationwide worker shortage, even if their office is fully staffed. It's now making it hard to find groceries. Some stores are struggling to keep mostly everyday necessities in stock. Think milk, bread, meat, and cleaning supplies. The AP cites the Consumer Brands Association, reporting that grocery stores usually have 5 to 10% of items out of stock, but right now it's more like 15%. And yes, most of the problems can be traced back to worker shortages. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is spreading fast, so it's keeping more employees out sick, whether they work in transportation, logistics, or retail, and that's adding to the already existing supply chain problems. The National Grocers Association says a lot of stores have less than half their normal workforce right now. Recent bad weather is not helping either. The cold temperatures and dangerous road conditions in the Midwest and Northeast mean people are trying to stock up on groceries, even while truck drivers struggle to deliver the items on time. Industry experts seem to disagree about how long these issues will last. Some say it's only temporary, that most shipments are arriving on time and the supply chain will catch up soon. Others say it'll take a while for companies to figure out how to handle the constant changes during various phases of the pandemic, so the effects will be felt for a while. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.